بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. We continue the explanation of the book Umdatul Ahkam, and we have reached hadith number 3. And this hadith, which is reported by, its narrations are reported by more than one source. From them, Abdullah bin Amr ibn al-As, and from them, Abi Huraira, and from them, Aisha. May Allah be pleased with all of them, that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, وَيْلٌ لِلْأَعْقَابِ مِنَ النَّارِ وَيْلٌ لِلْأَعْقَابِ مِنَ النَّارِ Woo to, this is in Sahih Muslim, woo to dry heels because of hellfire. وَيْلٌ لِلْأَعْقَابِ مِنَ النَّارِ Woo to dry heels because of hellfire. Now, the narrators. First, Abdullah bin Amr ibn al-As. Abdullah, the son of Amr, the son of al-As, the son of Wa'il al-Qurashi. Kana kathir al-ibadah. He used to be a devout worshipper, memorizing narrations from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, but limited are the narrations from him, not as many as those reported by Abi Huraira, may Allah be pleased with all of them, because he was a worshipper, utilizing much of his time in worship. As to his date of death, there is difference amongst the historians. When did he die and where did he die? It is reported from Imam Ahmad that he died at the end of the Dhul Hijjah, the year 63 after Hijrah. May Allah be pleased with him. Abu Huraira, we spoke about him earlier. Aisha, Ummul Mu'mineen, the mother of the believers, the daughter of Abi Bakr, the daughter of Abdullah bin Uthman bin Amir al-Qurashi al-Taymi. May Allah be pleased with her and her father. She was born in Islam, and the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam married her in Mecca following the death of Khadija and before his marriage to Sauda. The marriage contract was done when she was 6, and the commencement of the marriage took place in Medina when she was 9. And the Prophet ﷺ died when she was 18 years of age. The merits of Aisha in knowledge and wisdom and understanding. Is well known. The Prophet ﷺ spoke about her saying, فضل عائشة فضل عائشة على النساء كفضل الثريد على سائر الطعام. The merits of Aisha and her excellence over the rest of women is like the excellence of a thareed, which is the meat, over the rest of food. Many used to consult with her concerning aspects of knowledge. she died after a life where she spent or where she propagated a lot of knowledge that benefited the Ummah. She died in the city of Medina in Ramadan, the year 58 after Hijrah. May Allah be pleased with her. The subject of this hadith, and I repeat, the hadith is woe to dry heels because of hellfire. Waylun, the meaning of subject is talking about improperly doing the wudu. This is the subject. As to the meaning of some words, waylun, this is a threat, wa'id, and it is said also that this could be a valley in hellfire, and the other opinion that it means punishment. Al-aqab, waylun lil-aqab, plural of aqb, and this refers to the heels which were left not completely wet in wudu. The overall discussion or overall meaning, since tahara, purification, is one of the greatest and most important, one of the most important conditions for salah, and that improperly doing it will take away from the salah. That's why the Prophet ﷺ warned against incompletion or improperly making the purification, to the degree that he gave such a threat regarding improper handling of one of the parts of upon which wudu is to be made, a threat of punishment in hell on that particular part. Why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, why did he particularize the heels as a part? Because it was the place where the wudu on it was not completed, as in the hadith referring to this incident. In the hadith version reported by Abdullah bin Amr, he said, we returned from Mecca to Medina with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and when we came to some water, on the way some of the people were in a hurry at the time of the afternoon prayer and performed ablution hurriedly, and when we reached them, their heels were dry, no water had touched them. The Prophet ﷺ said, woe to dry heels because of hellfire, make your ablution thorough. In another narration also by Abdullah bin Amr, he said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lagged behind us on a journey. We traveled back and we took him. And then came the time of the afternoon prayer, and as we were going to wipe our feet, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called out, woe to the heels because of hellfire. So this is the reason behind the hadith. And in the version by Abu Huraira, he reported that Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw a man who didn't wash his heel, and he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remarked, woe to the heels because of hellfire. the benefits of the hadith. It's obligatory to complete the wudu on the part, on each part of the part of wudu thoroughly, leaving no wet spot, no dry spots. Secondly, that there is a warning and a threat as to the one who neglects this and improperly handles it. Thirdly, since there is a threat, then improper management of the parts of wudu, negligence regarding this matter, is a major sin, is a major sin because of the threat. Fourth benefit, washing the feet in wudu is obligatory if they are uncovered. Fifthly, affirming the recompense on actions, and that the recompense is related to the kind of action. This concludes this hadith and its meaning and its benefits. Now to the questions on this hadith. Question 1. Why Abdullah bin Amr ibn al-As did not report many narrations? Why Abdullah bin Amr ibn al-As, may Allah be pleased with him, did not report many narrations? Second question. When did Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, die? When did she die? Thirdly, what is intended in this hadith? What is the subject of this hadith? What is intended in it? Now, true and false. Put true or false in front of the following statements. This is question number 4, part A. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam died when Aisha was 18. B. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam particularized the heels because they are the places of accumulation of filth. The Prophet ﷺ particularized or mentioned the heels specifically because they are the place of accumulation or places of accumulation of filth. True or false? C. Washing the feet in wudu is mandatory if they are uncovered. And D, negligence concerning any part of wudu, any part of tahara, is from the minor sins. Negligence in any of the parts of purification is from the minor sins. These are the questions. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.